morning scripture, Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. The word of the Lord is blessed on this morning.
Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning, morning, new mercies I see. All that I need did thy hand has provided. Great.
Bless you on this morning. This is Dr. Faye Maureen, and welcome to the Line of Fire Prayer Broadcast, sponsored by Dr. Faye Maureen Radio. God is good, and he is faithful to us. New mercies we see every morning. We just bless God on this morning. We thank God for life. We thank God just for healing us and blessing us. No matter what state you are in, we have learned to be content. I want to encourage you on this morning just to lift up your hands and give God a praise wherever you are. Whenever you listen to us, lift up your hands and praise him, because praise is always in order. And everything also, give thanks. Thanksgiving is always in order. So give God thanks. Learn to bless his name. Learn to glorify him. Hallelujah. Learn just to give him praise. Just one of the primary prayer points for this broadcast is, past few weeks, the Lord has been dealing with me about Galatians 6 and 7, the principle of sowing and reaping. And my brothers and my sisters, those of you who have been experiencing delay, who may seem to have been waiting, I'm telling you on this day, yes, there's restitution, recovery, and returns. There's restitution, recovery, and returns. And we thank God, hallelujah, for this reaping season. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and thank you on today, God. We thank you for life, God. We thank you for giving us another chance to make it right with you. So, God, even on this day, we repent, God. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us for our wrongdoings. Wash us again in the blood of the Lamb. And, God, those who are not saved, God, let them come to know you personally on a personal level. But, God, on this day, we decree and declare, God, yes, restitution and returns for these, the people, God, that have sown in good soil, that have sown good things, God. We thank God for what you're going to do for them in this season. We're going to continue to pray. I'm so grateful Mother Lee Van Zandt is our guest today for the Voices of the Nations. She's going to pray, but we're going again to the throne of grace and to pray. And remember, the prayer line is always open. If you want to call in, you can call in at 1-877-404-0824. This is a short broadcast, so if you're going to call him, you need to do it soon. We're going to continue to pray on this morning.
You are Alpha and Omega.
It's time to pray. The music in the background is Israel Houghton singing Alpha and Omega. It's always good to seek the Lord and be in the presence of God. So let us pray on this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. Lord, we worship you this morning. Great is your faithfulness to us this day. You deserve all the glory and all the honor. You are Alpha and Omega. There is none else beside thee. Lord, for those in the listening audience that have not accepted you as their Lord and Savior, we pray today for their salvation. Save the unsaved, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For those who are saved, born again, we know that the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? So, Lord, we are asking on today for forgiveness for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us, Lord, for our wrongdoings. Forgive us for wrong thoughts. We accept you as Lord and Savior in our lives. Now, Lord, on this day, saturate our environments with your presence. Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And with your stripes, we are healed. Lord, you healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you are a deliverer. So, in the name of Jesus, we bind affliction, we bind sickness and disease, and loose healing for afflicted bodies. We loose healing for tormented minds. We loose healing for broken emotions. We thank you on this day for the authority you have given us as believers by granting unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We touch and agree with our brothers and sisters that we will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, snares, or schemes. Let every strategy of hell against our lives be exposed and brought to light. Grant unto us strategies and tactics to identify and to resist plots and plans against our lives. Lord Jesus, lift up a standard against any flood the enemy would try to bring in the lives of those who are listening now. Lord Jesus, help us to recognize open doorways in our lives where the enemy would try to infiltrate. I loose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God in the lives of those listening now. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. Cast down the high places that hinder us from completing our assignment. In the name of Jesus, paralyze every demonic hindrance, delaying miracles for the saints. Let the God of suddenly arise for the people of God. Lord Jesus, release your warrior angels on our behalf to fight our battles in the heavens against the demonic princes. Let the power of the blood of Jesus be released in my life. I cover my mind and my thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my doorposts and my possessions with the precious blood of Jesus. I rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. Lord, teach my hands to warn, my fingers to fight. Make us ministers of fire. Help us to pray, preach, teach, prophesy, and witness with fire. On this morning, we are seeking first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, for we know that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Order our steps and take over our plans. On today and on this week, I decree and I declare that my times and my seasons are in your hands, and they will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. I confess that I am walking in the sons of Issachar anointing that will allow me to accurately discern my times and my seasons. Lord Jesus, let me not operate in the wrong spirit, but let me have and walk in a spirit of excellence. I want to be clothed with humility, make darkness light before me and crooked things straight. Let a mantle of power rest upon my life. Deliver me and bring me into a large place. Lord, I thank you, for this is my set time for favor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, your word states in Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So help us to activate and to train our five spiritual senses to be used for your glory. Stir up dormant gifts and talents and make ways for the saints to exercise these gifts and these talents. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, Lord, let this show bless your people. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Keep me from presumptuous preaching and teaching. In Jesus' name, amen.
sweet wonder.
There's an army rising up, calling all Kojic saints to volunteer for the Missions Army. Bishop Vincent Matthews and the World Missions Department request your assistance. There is an assignment for you. Follow Kojic World Missions on Facebook or go to www.kojic.org website and click on Ministries and look for the Missions icon. Thank you, and we look forward to your support.
And we thank God for his continued blessings on this morning. Just we're staying in an attitude of prayer and worship, and we thank God for that short selection you heard was by Pastor DeAndre Patterson singing Oh Sweet Wonder. Now we're getting ready to go to our Voices of the Nation, a very special guest who is going to pray for the nation this morning, pray for us this morning, our Mother Lee Van Zandt. Be blessed. We are so happy to have on our Line of Fire prayer show a dynamic woman of God, Mother Lee Etta Van Zandt. She is the former State Supervisor of Women of the Brazil jurisdiction, and she built that jurisdiction and did many great things, and she's currently the State Supervisor of Women in the Maryland Eastern Shore jurisdiction of the Church of God in Christ. But she is a prayer warrior. She has visited many, many countries. She loves God. So we just asked her to come on the prayer show this morning just to bless us. So Mother Van Zandt, thank you so much for being with us, and can you just offer prayer to the many listeners of the Line of Fire prayer show?
God bless you, Pastor Butler. Father God, we just thank you now because you're God and there's nobody like you. We praise you because you are the only wise God and you never make mistakes. We thank you because you're so mindful of us. And today we lift your holy and your righteous name. We thank you because, God, there's nothing hid from you. And nothing that happens to us surprises you. But, God, we know that you have everything under control. In all the time that you take, hallelujah, taking care of the universe, but yet you have time for each one of us. For we know that you said you are mindful of us, and because you are, you will bless us. So today we pray, God, that you will bless your people here, there, and everywhere. Bless the people, hallelujah, that's suffering. Bless those that are in trouble. Bless those that are in the midst of crisis. Oh, God, we know that you have the answer to every problem. We pray for this nation. We pray for the leaders of this country. We pray, God, for Mr. Obama. We pray that you would visit him in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that you would visit everyone in government. Hallelujah. For you said, Abasha, that you're angry with the wicked every day, and that the wicked shall be turned into hell in every nation that forget you. But, God, we need you to remember the United States of America. We need you to remember our cities, our country, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for all those that are in authority. We pray, God, that your people will lead a quiet and a peaceable life, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will be a part of our life. Oh, God, we pray that you will bless. Oh, from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, there's so much sickness and disease all over this country, God, and around the world. But we know that you are a healer, for you said you opened your mouth and sent your word forth. And hallelujah, because your word has gone forth, it cannot return. It cannot return empty. It will accomplish the things that you sent it to do. Oh, God, we pray, hallelujah, that you will bless our children in the educational system, in the home, God, in every institution that deals with the lives and the livelihood, the growth and the maturity of our children. God, we pray that you will bless, leaders, the adults that deal with our children, that you will bless them, Lord, in a mighty way. Oh, God, bless them in their homes, bless the parents, that our children will grow up and be nurtured, hallelujah, in admonition of you, and that they will come to love and know you in the name of Jesus. We pray because they are the future of this nation. We pray, God, that you will open the eyes of their understanding. We pray that, God, you will give them visitations in the name of Jesus. We pray against the powers and the rulers and the darkness of this world. We pray, God, that Satan's kingdom will be bound and cast down. Principalities and rulers of the darkness of this world will come up under your authority. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we pray that the saints around this country will rise up and take their place as warriors and understand that we must not be ignorant concerning the divisiveness of Satan, but we must be ready and understand that we are in a spiritual warfare, that we are warring against, praise God, the powers of darkness. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that the reality of who you are will be a part of every believer, and that we will understand that we are mighty through you, even to the pulling down of strongholds. In the name of Jesus, help us to realize that we must walk in faith and in victory. Help us to realize that you always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. And Father, we pray that you will bless ministers, pastors, and leaders. Hallelujah. Your word says that your people are in error because we do not know the scriptures nor the power of God. But God, reveal yourself to us. Hallelujah. In a mighty way. Oh, God, reveal yourself as the Redeemer. Hallelujah. The Restorer. Reveal yourself, God. Hallelujah, as the Holy One of Israel, reveal yourself, God, to each one of us in a positive way and empower us even more, God. Help us to realize, hallelujah, that we can do all things because you are the one that we live in, we move in, we have our being in. We pray for our communities, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against violence in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bind the crime that's in our communities. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of anger, the spirit of wrath. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray that you will heal wounded spirits, that you will heal broken hearts, that you will heal, oh God, troubled minds in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will visit the institutions and behind the prison walls where our young men and women are trapped and held in captivity. Oh, God, you are the one that brings freedom. Bring their souls out of prison in the name of Jesus so there can be a praise throughout this country. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, hallelujah, that the power
of God will penetrate behind the darkness, in the souls of men and women, in the name of Jesus, and the light of the gospel will shine forth, and we will understand that we can walk in the light in the name of Jesus. And if we walk in the light, we will be attached to the light in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we just thank you.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
Thank you so much for thank what you. You're doing. We yes. thank you, God, for the mighty move that you're bringing in our churches. Stir as never before. Oh, God, let mothers and fathers, oh, God, let the deacons, oh, God, leaders of our congregation rise up, God, and understand that they must be accountable to you. Oh, God, we pray that the extreme sacrifice that you made on the cross will constrain us to make extreme sacrifices for the ministry of Jesus Christ, that it will cause us to be committed to your cause in the name of Jesus. And, Father, as we go in your name, as we go and understand it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by your spirit in the name of Jesus. And God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, your name, your spirit will lift up a standard against Satan. And we just thank you, God. We thank you because we know that without a test, there is no testimony. And today we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. And God, we pray that you will continue to bless Dr. Maureen Butler, that you will continue to save souls, that you will continue to rescue the perishing. We ask these things in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. And we thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Mother. Be blessed. Early Sunday morning worship. Join us at Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ, where yours truly is the founder and pastor. Prayer, power, and preaching with miracles, signs, and wonders. We are located at 192-18 Linden Boulevard in St. Albans, New York. Our Sunday celebration begins at 7:30 a.m., and Sunday school follows our morning celebration. Thursday evening, we have prayer beginning at 6:30 p.m., and Empowerment Zone teaching begins at 6:45 p.m. Join us for fellowship and for worship. We look forward to greeting you at Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ. Saturday night Sunday school with Illinois First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ, Sunday school every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Central. The number is 1-605-475-3235. Again, that number is 605-475-3235, and the access code 170-045-POUND. The access code, once again, is 170-045-POUND. If you are on Facebook, you can look them up at Illinois First, page number 2. And if you have not had the opportunity ever to join Saturday night Sunday school, I would strongly encourage you to do so. The lessons are taught by outstanding teachers from around the U.S., and the audience listens in from all over the world. That's Saturday night Sunday school with Illinois First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. We thank you so much for joining us on this morning. We thank all of you who have listened in, who have been faithful listeners, and we certainly thank our Mother Lee Van Zandt for praying for us. We're going to ask that you continue to support us and pray for us, and you be blessed. And as we're about to go off the air, we just pray for the peace of God to envelop you on this day in the name of Jesus, and may God protect you and bless you. And may you just learn to listen to his instructions and his guidance on this day. Be blessed in the name of Jesus as Karen Clark Shear takes us out singing Prayed Up. And remember, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto for all saints. And pray always, men ought always to pray and not faint. So keep a spirit of prayer about you today. Bind the hand of the enemy and loose the spirit of prayer. Loose the peace of God and loose hope against hope and loose increased faith. Be blessed on this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Until the next time. You've been listening to the Line of Fire Prayer Podcast, sponsored by Dr. Faye Maureen Radio.
K-C-S.